let's move on to Stefan Tuitt. Here's what Coach Tomlin had to say about this year's second-round draft pick.
More than anything, his willingness to work. He comes in great shape. He's highly conditioned. He's chasing the ball. He's developing the skill, obviously, associated with the position. He's got a ways to go there. They all do. But I like his attitude and approach to it.
Wolf, what do you like about 91?
You know, when I first watched him OTAs and talked to some birdies on the south side and kind of just kibitzed and, yeah, you get little stuff. My perception of him was a gifted underachiever. And I've totally rewritten that now. He is a gifted overachiever. He's one of these guys. I am really excited to see this young man go. First of all, I didn't know how big he was. And I stood alongside him. I mean, the guy could, like, put his elbow on my shoulder, you know, without even hardly raising an arm up. I didn't realize he was that big. You know, then he's got these long arms, and he's got the ham hocks to hold the point. I love his feet. I love his ability to run. Now, he's got to do just what we're watching right now. That lockout, so important. I saw the master of it today. Aaron Smith was down on the field. And Aaron Smith would be a perfect guy for Stefan Tuitt to emulate, because if anybody had better hands on the defensive line, and that includes the Hawaiian guy from
Kimo Vonoloa.
Yeah, thank you. Kimo. The great Kimo. How could I forget Kimo? You know, the thing about him, he had great hands. Aaron had better hands. And that's what Stefan's got to do. He's got to get the lockout, trust in the technique, and trust Johnny Mitchell to have him in the right place at the right time. He can do it all.
You know, the thing about Stefan Tuitt, too, is that, you know, in being interviewed, there are a lot of opportunities and questions leading him down the path, if he chose to take it, that, yeah, I'm pretty good, you know, I'm paraphrasing. But he refuses to go there. And again, I've said this a lot of times, he's only 21 years old. You know, Stefan Tuitt's big season at Notre Dame was the season before he had the surgery, where then he was unable to work out and kind of gained weight. When you go back and look at that season, you could YouTube some of those things. You see him returning a fumble against Notre Dame. He's running like a running back. He was 19 years old. 19 years old. I mean, he is still a very young human being, someone who can grow into his body. He's still going to mature physically. He's out there competing against grown men now and holding his own. Tremendous potential. Again, he seems to have the humility to accept coaching. John Mitchell's been giving him some coaching.
He called it tough love, Tuitt did earlier this camp.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't know. That's, you know,
not so tough love.
It would almost, you know, if Tuitt was under the age of 18, it would be almost child abuse. I mean, tough love. Okay, we'll go with that. But he doesn't, you know, he seems to enjoy it, revel in it, beyond accepting it. You know, a lot of times, you know, guys, when they get that kind of hard coaching, you see that by their body language that they're not really paying attention. You never get that from Stefan Tuitt when he's getting his butt chewed out.
And the thing you gotta love, anytime a young man calls his moms up to tell him he got reps with the first team, you gotta love the dude.
In practice.
And he admitted it openly.
Yeah, openly, that's right. All right. Yeah, yeah, good for you, young man.
And you know, I've talked about this too. I mean, he has a freshness and a genuineness about him. You know, he's kind of an unspoiled person still. A lot of professional athletes, they become jaded. Again, the sense of entitlement. But he has none of that. Again, he called his mom, "Hey, Mom, you know what? I got to run some first-team reps in practice today."
Well, here's what Tuitt said when asked what he feels like he has to prove this training camp.
I already know what I have to do, and that's something I'm going to keep inside of me as a player, just personally and selfishly, but other than that, I just want to be able to do the things that the team needs me to do as a total player.